The Liz Callaway Show with Nick Summers, bringing you the voices that make you think right now on Talk 94.5.
I hear something saying.
Guess who's joining us? Is it Sam Cooke?
Yeah.
Sam Cooke's joining us?
Yes.
Ray Charles. It's Ray Charles and Sam Cooke.
Right?
Ray Charles, open it for me. We're doing one show, baby. If you, and that Sam Cooke, that guy is from, he from Kansas City. He can sing, though. He's coming in at the Asher Theater, baby.
What is your favorite Ray Charles song?
Well, I got a woman. That's a good, I love that one. I love the country song. You know, I had a country song. You know what I'm saying?
Country
song,
Ray Charles?
I can't stop loving you. I made up my mind. It was a number one hit, you know. They didn't know I was black. Oh no, that was way back in the day, man. You know, a lot of times, a lot of black artists didn't even put their pictures on the records because they were like, oh, the stylistics.
That's interesting.
They,
really
they thought
that.
Elvis was black.
Of course, oh,
in the early days,
black people thought Elvis was black. And Elvis would always come on, go, "Are you looking for trouble? You come to the right place." I just got back from Chicago. I opened for the best Elvis Presley in the world.
Really?
Yep.
Well, we're talking with James Stevens III of the Asher Theater. As you know, it's right off of Fantasy Harbor Boulevard, the Asher Theater. You know all about it.
Oh, yes.
What were you doing up in Chicago?
I was opening for Bill Cherry. He's like the greatest man this guy.
I'm going to Google him.
Bill Cherry is the best Elvis I've ever seen. You know,
really?
I've been headlining Elvis.
The heavy, sweaty Elvis?
No. He's the smaller Elvis, but he's like...
The younger Elvis?
He's the youngest Elvis, but he was performing. Like, he wasn't trying to be Elvis.
He became Elvis.
Yeah. He was like, you know, like a lot of people were like, thank everyone. Oh, man.
Overdoing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There he is right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there he is right
there. Uncanny.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Wow.
And then he had his band was what was great. His band, these guys, oh, my gosh, they were so good.
Look, he's got the tremor.
I see.
The trembling legs. He always has something so going on.
So he says he's going to come play the Asher Theater as well.
No way.
He told me, he says, I'll play the Asher Theater. Because I opened for him. He saw me perform The Man of 1,000 Voices, which performs every Friday at the Asher Theater. He saw my show. He watched my show from the wings. And he said, oh, man, I'm on. I gotta come down to see you.
Well, you know, this is like the second Elvis capital of the world. I don't know if you recall, how long have you been here?
5 years.
Okay, so when I first moved here, there were Elvis conventions here.
Really?
Right, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
They used to have Elvises everywhere.
We went, my wife and I, when we first moved here, we said, oh, let's go to the Boathouse and have lunch. I remember going there once, and we went there, we walked in, it was like, everybody was Elvis. Except the bartenders. Well, let's just stay. This is kind of fun.
Elvis was everywhere. Like, you couldn't turn a corner in Myrtle Beach without an Elvis.
I was, listen.
And I don't know what happened to that.
I was in Las Vegas a month ago.
Uh-huh.
I went to Harrah's in Las Vegas, and there was like a 400-pound Elvis.
Oh.
And he performed in his chair because he couldn't stand up or anything.
Oh, my gosh.
So he had the sideburns. He's sitting in the chair. He's eating in one hand. He's drinking in the other hand. He goes, oh, that's all right, mama. That's all right for me. And people were just clapping like, oh, my God, that's Elvis.
Wow. Now, Vegas used to be a lot of Elvises,
all
over the place.
Elvis.
And maybe the movie kind of created a little bit of resurgence.
The vibe. But everybody, I mean, people love Elvis. People came to that show from Hawaii.
What? Can I play a little clip, Nikki? I have a little clip
ready.
Of Bill Cherry. Oh,
it's
a good song.
I like the song.
Well, you're gonna have to bring him over to the
I'm gonna bring him, man. Let me tell you something, man. Elvis is a bad dude, man. Well, since my baby left me, man, come on. I used to love Elvis as a kid.
Me too.
Oh my God! So you imagine I have four sisters, and my sisters every time Elvis would come out, they would get around the TV and oh my God, they love Elvis.
Yeah,
and that's why you know he was just a phenom. Like everybody was like, my God.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And remember Ed Sullivan?
Turn on
your shirt.
I want you guys to make sure that you keep your trousers up.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I was little watching all this stuff.
Now
and then
look
James
today.
Brown, look at the performance we had then. Mm-hmm. James Brown, James Brown was.
Oh
out.
My gosh, I got to tell you something. I went out the other night and I saw a band and they were playing Prince, and all I can think of is you.
Oh, you know I got the number one Prince in the world.
You are.
Maybe I'm just like my mama. She wear pantyhose. I mean,
is that really how the lyrics go? I never
know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, every time I hear them sing it, I just say, I just think of you.
Well, listen.
You should do a whole Prince show.
I roasted him. Before.
You did?
I roasted Prince because I did a great Prince. Everybody knew I did it in L.A. So Jerome from the Times, which may be at my birthday party, April 19th.
Oh.
Jerome from the Times, you know, Jesse and Jerome. You know, of course, they're related to to Prince, you know. So they hired me to come to Minneapolis and perform for his birthday.
That's not stress.
He's like three feet tall.
I was watching a little clip of him being interviewed by Dick Clark, I think it was.
Ah, yes.
And he was like hardly saying anything. Did you see that clip?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. You know, it was
his
very interesting.
Persona and what you saw in movies and videos and all that stuff.
He was only 19 in that clip.
Yes, very young. He was the exact opposite. He wasn't interested in illicit sex with women and, like all his songs maybe would suggest. He was very... I mean, it was studio time for him constantly.
And a prolific writer, songwriter for so
some
many
say
artists.
He is definitely needs to be included in the top five guitar players of all time.
Really?
You've got some pretty
that
big
good,
names
huh?
saying, if you don't believe me, go back and listen when he did the While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah, he's a big fan of now. Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every time Prince would play in Seattle, because you know that's where I grew up
where Hendrix was born,
he would go by his gravesite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean Prince was way ahead of his time.
I would agree that he's a phenomenal guitar player. I wish I could have heard more.
Yeah, he was absolutely incredible.
Ever's in charge of his vaults because he just would write and record nonstop. Mm-hmm. And he could play every instrument himself, so he could just do it himself in that studio, in a multi-track studio.
I didn't know that.
So he's got thousands of completed songs, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That we'll never hear.
Nick knows his music.
I know.
I can see Prince right now. Goes, I love Nick.
Well,
do you want him? Do you want me? Because I want you.
Wow.
Nick's still crying because Kiss sold their catalog.
I am.
Oh, who did they sell it to?
The company behind the ABBA,
really?
You know, what is it, the 3D hologram ABBA show?
Yes.
That company behind that, they sold their likeness, their trademark. It's a partnership, so they're still going to get some money from it, but it was like $400 million.
Wow.
For their back catalog, all that.
I got a story to tell you.
Ooh, tell us.
And you guys
are
not going to believe that. I was... You know, I have the baddest Motown show in the country.
Yeah,
absolutely, hands down. I don't know why I should tell this story, but
like Michael Jackson bad.
I'm bad. They're not listening to this station, so I think I'd be good.
Okay,
but I got a Tina Turner and Ike Turner in the show.
Uh huh.
And they tried to beat me up.
Wow.
It's the truth. They got upset after the show. They come and they threatened me. They tried to beat me up.
Oh no!
I'm like, I didn't know who was going to hit me first, Ike or Tina. I'm serious. I shouldn't say
so
this.
So now what happened?
Nothing. They're going to get fired.
Oh.
Oh, I shouldn't do this because I haven't fired them yet.
Oh my gosh! This is a true story.
This is terrible.
Wait a
minute. Now they're going to probably.
So who's going to be your Ike and Turner?
I can't say the name, so because that way I'm protected. It was Ike and Tina that tried to beat me up.
I mean, Ike and Turner. Who's going to be?
Was it more Ike than Tina?
it was more Ike than Tina.
That's what I thought.
But Ike would turn around and go, "Shut up, Tina," and Tina would be quiet.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. There you go. Well, okay.
You know, you just can't find good help today.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, Jimmy cracked corn, but I don't care.
That was good.
The greatest president on the planet.
All right.
I'm still tired of Biden. I'm sorry.
You really?
I'm tired of him. We were talking about it when I was here. When you weren't here.
Oh, yeah.
When you were not here, Nick and I talked about it.
You two were bromancing.
Yeah, we were so funny. We talked about Biden. We said Biden, he's got that face, that face tucked so bad. Like when he comes out to talk, he's like this.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what he's like. Because what we were talking about, the only people that like him in the Chinese because he got his eyes back. Anyway,
I told him you can't say that.
Oh, that's right. All right, I'm sorry. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, but I am James Stevens III, and I'm the man of 1,000 voices. I'm just
a couple of faces.
Yeah, a couple of faces. And speaking of faces, Mother's Day, Songs to the Key of Mom. There's a Stevie Wonder tribute show on May 12th for Mother's Day, and mothers get half off.
Wow.
Yes, right now. Matter of fact, if they call today at 10, I'm going to give 10 moms free tickets.
Okay.
10 moms free tickets.
Okay.
And I'm going to do that.
Now, what's the phone number to the Asher?
Oh, that's 843-903-3100. Or go to theashertheater.com.
Okay.
Or ashertheater@gmail.com. Ashertheater.com. You're going to find me. It's going to be great. We got the best show in the planet. We got the best Motown show you ever seen in your entire life.
When is
Even
that?
Ray Charles seen it.
When's the Motown show?
A Motown show is every Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and it's a dinner show. We have the only Motown dinner and show. So you can go and eat some cornbread. You can eat some cornbread. You can have some baked beans. You can have some baked chicken. You can have some slaw. You can have dessert and iced tea for the same price as other people trying to sell their tickets for Motown.
Wow.
I'm melting.
All right, listen, you wicked witch.
That was funny.
So tell me, because now you have a new floor. We talked about
this. We got
and a new disco ball, but you have a disco ball
up
there.
Yes.
And you know, people are known to cut a rug on your new floor.
Yes, the new floor. Matter of fact, I want to start getting some the 18th. Matter of fact, the 18th that night, I got some steppers coming over there. They're going to be at my theater. We got a show that night, and after the show, we pushing the chairs back, and then we got steppers. Everybody come in. Come on and see the show. You can see
Irish steppers?
No.
What kind of steppers?
Like the Chicago steppers, almost like the swing dancing.
Oh.
That's on April 18th. We got singers. Oh, it's going to be great. Oh, my gosh. My birthday, you know
who's that called?
It's just called a party.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, you're coming to my birthday party.
I am coming to your
and
birthday
And so
party.
Is there a
theme for your birthday party?
No, it's just called living.
Okay.
Yeah, because everybody knows I was diagnosed 3 years ago with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a cancer survivor. I feel a woman. Oh, my God, I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. I'm going to... Anyway, seriously.
Yes.
So the 19th, I got for my birthday party, I have the lead singer of The Temptations, former lead singer of The Temptations, will be singing at my birthday party for me while I sit there. So you guys will get to see all
Everyone's going to perform for you?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
You didn't ask me to perform for you.
Oh, you gonna dance?
You didn't ask me.
I didn't know. You wanted to do a dance?
I got gold sequins.
I
got gold wings.
She's got wings.
I went to, I went to see you when you were dancing at that restaurant, you know.
You did come to see
us, too.
When they told me she did that, I said, I'm going. I took the entire family to see her.
It's a family show.
Yes. What did I just say? I took the whole family. I had about 8 people sitting there watching you.
How old was Nicolina? 3? 2.5?
Something
3?
Something like that. Yeah,
we brought her.
And I was eating.
Great.
I was watching Liz. I said, give me another piece of that cornbread. Give me that. Oh, my God.
They don't serve cornbread there.
Come on. We know it was Greek food, right?
I had a hard time finding something on the menu. It's like, I guess I'll eat this.
Yeah, I had a ball. But we got, like I said, we got a lot of celebrities on birthday party. Not a lot of celebrities, but some.
Okay.
But the thing is
that open to the public?
No.
No. Okay.
No, not unless they call me.
All right.
Don't give out my number. There's a lot of people going to be trying
that
to
That was funny.
What am I wearing? Am I wearing a gown, a party dress, a
Well, it says,
dress?
What is it? It's like
formal?
Optional. Yeah, it's an optional.
Optional clothing? Optional.
Yes.
What
yes.
are you talking about? Liz, stop it.
What's optional?
Liz, I can't tell Liz that.
Clothing is optional.
She came on the radio, came over me, goes, you know, I had a onesie on. What?
I know.
What are you talking about? She goes, you know, I feel so much comfortable when I don't have any clothes on.
That's not what I said.
That's, oh, that's what you
that
said.
That was in much your what dreams. You
said. That, well,
she
maybe.
Said that pretty much.
And I'm here. Here I am sitting over here picking her, doing the radio naked. I'm like.
Is that true?
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like Rachel.
I mean, it could be true, but it wasn't.
When I need.
This time it wasn't true.
No, it wasn't true, but you did say something like onesie.
It was, yeah, it was close.
I said, it takes me a while to, you know, because I got a onesie on.
Right.
And then, of course, the Man of a Thousand Voices is back for this season with a brand new show. It's like, it's catered to old people.
Oh.
All this stuff was about yeah.
We don't know any old people.
No. This is the old people
the
capital
cool
of the world.
Old people.
And what I do is when I interview old people, they tell me things about themselves. Then I do it on stage. Like one old guy goes, you know, you're old when you finish making love to your wife, your knees hurt. And one guy goes, yeah. The first thing that goes is your eyesight. You know, when I was on my credit card and I ordered 40 pair of women's shoes. And then the other guy, I'm seriously, these people give me this stuff.
Yeah.
One guy goes, yeah, my son bought me one of them smartphones and I don't know how to use it. 2 weeks later, I sent him 25 naked pictures of me in the shower.
Now that's funny.
That, I believe.
And so then I called him and he said, I called him up and I said, son, did you get my text? See, old
it's
people,
true.
They tell me everything about them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One guy goes, you know, I like older women because if you go out with an older woman, at least you know you're going to get a sandwich.
What?
Yes. Dude, the show is off the chain. People are loving my show.
And you know what we're missing?
What?
Is laughter.
Well, you're right. Well, listen, someone, Liz, one time someone asked me, they said, Mr. President, do you ever fly an airplane? And I said, yes, in the movie Lassie Comes Home.
So, all right. So now let's just go over all your shows again.
All right. First is me.
First
Man
is
of a Thousand
you.
Voices
Every
Friday
night.
The first 10 people to call, my theater opened at 10 o'clock. First 10 people to call today for my tickets for Friday night get in for free.
Okay.
The first 10 people to call in for Motown for Saturday night get in for free.
Wow.
First 10 people to call in for Ray Charles and Sam Cooke get
When's
in
that?
For
April
21st. Get in for half price.
Okay.
First 10 people to call in today from Motown, get in for free.
Okay,
mothers get in for free.
Mothers get in for free.
Yeah, 10.
For Mother's Day.
But Mother's Day is half off.
That's on Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day is half off.
What if I come? I'm a mother.
Oh, yeah, you are a mother.
Yeah. Can I get in?
Oh, yeah, mother, you get in for free.
All right.
So if you call the Asher Theater today.
You a mother father.
At 10 o'clock.
Okay, you got it.
After 10 a.m. today.
Yeah. After 10 a.m.
You're going to be there.
I will be there on the phone. I'm going to ask the phone. You call me. You remember that time I was in here and you guys, we said rent a black friend for a
yes.
day. And I was the black friend. The phone was ringing off the hook.
We should have him for the radiothon we're going to have Thursday.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, that would be fun. I love it.
Okay.
Let me know.
All right.
It's this Thursday.
Hey, you know what, though? You need something. You need something. How about a brand new Liz Calloway Show with Nick Summers shirt? Straight out of the box, is hot off the press.
Oh, my God.
Nobody except one person has it yet.
You guys are like Oprah. Thank you.
But you have to answer a trivia question.
Oh,
what's the trivia question?
Here it comes. What movie is this from?
Excuse me. I don't think there's anything wrong with the action on this piano.
What movie is that from?
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Nope. I'll keep playing.
Wait a minute now. You
yeah.
just
got
you know what? Why
well,
wouldn't know?
I heard about the fella you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood.
Oh, yes, baby.
What movie?
So come on, now you know it's a Ray Charles, baby.
What movie?
Well, I know that the Boogaloo is out of sight.
Oh, was it the movie?
Come on.
With Belushi and all this?
Yeah,
yes.
Movie. Name?
Yeah,
name?
God.
They're brothers.
The Blues Brothers.
Yay!
Okay. Oh, you know, hey, you're right. Come on, baby.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm feeling like Ray Charles right now. I want to go outside and slap a white police officer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah, baby.
Sugar, 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 baby.
Oh, come on with me.
There you go.
Oh,
all right, yeah, I'll give you a
good
shirt.
That was very good.
You're welcome.
T-shirt. And Thursday, I'm here Thursday.
You want to come?
Yes, I want to be
come
here Thursday.
You can come anytime. We're doing a radiothon all day.
Really?
All
right. And it could be a little mix of like, hey, for the next hour, we're just going to take song requests. But it costs you money.
Yes, let's get some money.
So we can take a break on our vocal course.
Okay, well, let me see for a second. Who do we have normally? We have Lieutenant Governor coming.
Yep.
Oh, she coming?
No.
Oh, she's not, you know. She's not
calling
anymore?
No, she's calling.
She's calling.
Oh, she's calling in. Yeah. Oh, I like her a lot.
We have Dr. Falk coming at 9:30. We have Jared at 7:30. So we do have some interviews in between.
Mm-hmm. Oh, quick question on the Showtime Autoglass text line. Are your rent a black friend prices going up, or are they staying the same?
No, they're still $25 a day.
Wait $25 a minute, that went up.
It was it 10. Was, you lied.
It was 11.
11.
It was 11? $11.
All right, call me if y'all want me. I am so ready.
Okay.
I am so ready.
All right.
It's hard. It's hard to be a black friend for a white person, though.
No, it's, you know, like no white people always say I got a black friend, but they never do.
So right. True.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, James Stevens.
Okay. I love you guys. God bless you. Come to the theater. We're having fun. All right.